House and Senate conferees are trying to reach agreement on key measures before a bill-decking deadline tonight. They're trying to line up the bills for a floor vote before the legislative session wraps up next week, Thursday. The controversial Airbnb bill appears to be dying. It was put off indefinitely, with conferees saying yesterday they were still far apart. We check in with political reporter Wayne Yoshioka on the progress of the session so far.
Well, we had 220 bills that went to conference committee. A lot of them have gone through. All in all, we had more than 2,500 bills that were introduced back in January. Some of the bills, like the Death with Dignity bill, passed, like it was signed into law April 5th, which was 12 days before it had to be, you know, go up to the governor. That one happened because the Senate had already approved it last session, and so all the House had to do was get it passed their House and then, you know, send it up to the Senate. So that one went fast. Another one was the constitutional amendment authorizing the or asking the voters whether they want to allow the legislature to levy some kind of an investment property surcharge to help fund public education. That one went through relatively easy. And I think people need to understand that that bill had nothing to do with public education. It had nothing to do with teacher raises or teacher shortages. But that is all about having the legislature levy property taxes, which is a big issue. And if you figure that the home ownership rate in Hawaii is something like 48%, you've got 48% of the people in Hawaii saying, wait a minute, do we really want to go down that slippery slope and have the legislature levy a property tax on me, plus having the counties do the same thing? So those things were, you know, need to be considered as we go forward.
Right, and I know the counties are nervous because real property tax is really their kuleana, and they don't really like the state kind of picking their pocket.
Right. It's a big home rule issue, too, you know. They were given the power to levy property taxes, and that's their only source of income. If they start adding a surcharge on the higher-end properties, that means that they're probably those property values are going to go down, and that means that they'll have less property taxes from those that, you know, $2 million properties around the state.
Right. And at the same time, though, we didn't hear a lot of squawking on the Honolulu County side, I guess because we are tapping into the GE, the general excise tax, to pay for rail. And there are issues with the hotel room tax as well. So it's not really clean, yet it'll make people uncomfortable to think that now the state can then use property taxes as a way to raise money.
I mean, both the state and the counties are really looking to raise revenue. I mean, they've got increasing revenues. You've got the police department that needs to hire more police officers. They need like 2,100 total officers, and they're like 65% filled. And so they have some real big issues at the county level. Their highways, their bridges are all in disrepair. And the state has this great thing called the employee retirement system that needs about $1 billion a year, and it's really hard for both the state and the county to fight over these breadcrumbs, you know, $100 million here, $100 million there, when their revenue requirements are in the billions.
Right, and then I know, getting back to that constitutional amendment, the issue there is the devil will be in the details when the lawmakers come back, if it passes this fall, to craft the language, and because there are lots of questions about, will it go to pay for teachers' raises or something else?
And once they start funding education, does that mean they have abdicated their role in terms of budgeting for public education? Do they go, okay, well, you have this funding source now, and, you know, we can just put up our hands and sit on our hands and not do anything?
Right. And as far as that one went, it passed in both houses by 2/3, and so it does not need the governor's signature.
Well, it doesn't need it because of it's a constitutional amendment, and it's, you know, it's veto-proof anyway, I mean, with that kind of a majority.
And so record time in putting the budget to bed.
putting the budget to bed. They were forced into that position because they had to pass the executive operating budget and the capital improvement budget before they can do any appropriations bills, the biggest one being the $125 million for the disaster relief following the April 13th floods on Kauai and Oahu. So they had to pass the budget. They did it in 2 days, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, unbelievable.
without any bickering at all. And so that's something that was really well done really quickly.
Are there any other biggies?
The Senate's Mauna Kea management issue, I think that failed. They didn't have much support on the House side anyway. Senator Kaili'i Kahele and Senator Donovan Dela Cruz tried to, they even got and replaced the House bill and tried to put a moratorium on Mauna Kea building telescopes. And they also tried to make it a management shift from the University of Hawaii to a board. But that failed. The House didn't even consider the bill.
Any other hot-button issues that look like they're gaining traction or that the conferees might be close on?
The one I think is the most important bill right now floating through the legislature is Senate Bill 3095, which is the pesticide buffer zones around schools. I think that one really, they're really far apart in terms of trying to find common ground. The Senate is of the point that they don't want pesticide reporting by the big companies, I guess because on Maui, on Kauai, you've got the big GMO companies. And there's some resistance there, but, you know, that's the most important part of the bill, to know where they're spraying pesticides and, you know, in what amounts and, you know, exactly where and when.
Any surprises for you? Because you've been covering the ledge for a while.
I think the Death with Dignity bill was the most surprising because, you know, we covered it for so many years in terms of its religious-based opponents. Then it went to a medical-based, you know, people weren't happy with what was happening there. But I think when it moved to the civil rights issue and something that they said it's our care and our choice, I think that took it to a different level. And I think everyone in the legislature, anyway, felt that, you know, this is something that we can all wrap our heads around and say we need to have people at least have that choice. Oh, the big one, paid family leave. I think that's still hanging in the air. They're going to go back to conference. I think they are pretty close in terms of finalizing the bill. I think the House is really way behind it. I mean, they passed it unanimously, so I think that's going to be something that they need to pass relatively quickly before the midnight deadline anyway.
Would you be surprised if the Airport Authority died, that bill, to create that special board?
It's died before. I think people are afraid, or the lawmakers are afraid, to give that much authority to the airport. When Ford Fujikami was the director of transportation, he pushed that hard and it passed one house, but it didn't pass the other. And so the lawmakers are saying, wait a minute now, we need to have some oversight because that special fund is not taxpayer money. It's all the airport tenants that are paying that money. And really, if you give that authority away, the legislature has no say on how the Department of Transportation Airports Division spends that money.
What about the funding for Hawaii Tourism Authority?
I think that measure is really opposed by the House. They don't like the fact that the Hawaii Tourism Authority would lose that kind of money. And besides, you know, it's the hotel companies that are paying to have the Hawaii Tourism Authority spend all that promotion money. And we are going to go into a time when tourism is going to dip. And, you know, it's coming. I mean, it's a cycle. You know, it's a cycle. So I think everyone's afraid that, hey, you take away that money and, you know, you time it with the slump in tourism and you will probably be blamed as being the cause.
Yeah, okay. Well, a couple more days. But we've seen things get resurrected on the last day, too. So
Beware, gut, and replace.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
That was Wayne Yoshioka, HPR's political reporter. The 2018 legislative session ends on May 3rd, which is Thursday.